right. Switching gears here, talk a little hockey. Wolf, Lawson Krause joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line ahead of the Coyotes preseason starting up next week and a trip to Australia on the preseason schedule. Lawson, thanks for the time, man. How's the offseason treating you?
Hey, Luke, no problem. It's been good. Feels like it flew by, but itching to get back on here.
That game in Australia, we got to start there just because that is so unique to be going to Australia to play a hockey game. What's kind of the feeling around that one?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, first and foremost, it's exciting to go to a place that I've never personally been there before. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, seeing that lifestyle. But I know there's been a lot of long and hard hours behind the scenes that we don't really, us players don't really even know that kind of went into it. But for the most part, it's exciting. Obviously, it's going to be a long flight over there. And, you know, the time change isn't going to be easy, but I'm sure we'll adapt as quick as we can.
Lawson, first of all, congratulations. I heard you got married in the off season, correct?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Listen, are they allowing you to take your wives over to Australia or not?
So no, I guess there was a decision made by the league saying no. But at the same time, you know, it would have been cool to have them over there, but we've kind of turned it into a team building trip now. So it'll be good for the players, especially on our team. We've had obviously a bunch of new signings and additions in the off season. So to be able to have this opportunity to go over as a full team and really start that bonding right away. You know, we're starting before, you know, the regular other NHL teams training camp starts. So to have that ability to go over as a team and get to know the new guys and bond together is going to be obviously something that we can use to our advantage.
We're talking to Lawson Krause. Lawson, you mentioned some of the new guys, and you know the Coyotes were active this offseason. You re-signed Bill Armstrong, you re-signed the head coach and the coaching staff with Bear and everybody, and you know you do bring in some big names and also some maybe under the radar names that are difference makers that you know obviously players know. So I just, what's your thought on what you've seen the organization do over the last couple months?
Yeah, it's been impressive. I mean, you know the core of the guys that have been here, we've you know, we're excited about the additions that we made. You know, myself, Schmaltzy, Kells, we've gone through a lot in this organization and, you know, it's an exciting time now that we've, you know, made all these great acquisitions to be able to go out on opening night and, you know, put our best foot forward. I think ultimately we all have something to prove. We want to take that next step as a team and, you know, the ultimate end goal is to be in the playoff spot come, you know, mid-April when it's our last regular season game.
Lawson, are you a goal guy? Are you a guy that sets goals going into the season? And if so, what are your goals?
Yeah, you know, I set, you know, obviously, I think goal setting is important. I think you also have to, you know, keep them realistic as much as possible. And, you know, a few years ago, I wanted to score 20 goals. And that next season, that was one of my goals, and I did. And last season it was 25. I came up one short, so I'm just going to stick with 25 and, you know, keep setting the bar and keep trying to get better. And, you know, obviously as a team, like our goal should be to make playoffs. I think with what management did, they've given us the, you know, the guys and the players and obviously extending the coaching staff. They've given us everything. It's coming down to, you know, the players and the coaches in the locker room. And I think realistically that should be our goal is to be in a playoff spot come the end of the season.
Talking to Lawson Krause. Lawson, your impact is on this team measured more than just by stats. I mean, you're somebody that can play up and down the lineup, but you did hit career highs in goals, assists, points last year. And it also felt like that core of the team that you were talking about, it sort of felt like a corner was turned last year and you guys really started to build on something. Did you get a sense that last year was a little bit different than maybe the previous couple years?
Yeah, and I think, you know, a big part of it was us having our second year. You know, it was our second year with Bear as our coach. And, you know, Bear's an incredible coach. He's an incredible, you know, teacher of the game. He's very knowledgeable and he's very connective and very easy to work with as a player. So, you know, he's definitely a guy that you want to go out there and work for. And I think it showed throughout our lineup. You know, it's not, I think if you take a look, a lot of guys had career high years and, you know, those don't come as easy as everyone would like to think they do or hope they would, but it's definitely something to build off of and, continue to strive in that up direction. And it's exciting times, that's for sure.
Lawson, your sisters actually played ice hockey as well?
Yep. I had I have two older sisters, and they both played hockey growing up. Yeah, it was a busy household for my parents as a kid.
Were they the enforcers you are?
Actually, so I had my oldest, she was a little speedster, and then my second oldest sister, I guess, is she was a little feisty one. She went on to play university at Queens, where I actually worked out well for my parents because I was drafted to Kingston, so we were both in the same city. It was pretty cool how that worked out.
That's perfect.
That is cool, man.
Well, Lawson, thanks for the time, man.
Buddy.
Good luck in Australia. I never thought I'd say that to you, but good luck in Australia, all right?
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, take care. That's Lawson Krause joining us right there on the Arizona Sports Line as Coyotes get their preseason going next week. And it's not everybody going to Australia, but obviously a good chunk of the team. They got the way it works out with the time differential, they basically have three games in one day spread out across the planet.